It was a big undertaking, more so than with any of the other mission restorations. San Juan was about to collapse. Its buttresses struggled to restrain the cracking walls, but the ground was giving way. Father David Garcia, Archdiocesan Director of the Old Spanish Missions, worked a long time to get San Juan restored.
The most important project that we had to do with San Juan, which we did not have to do with Concepcion or San Jose, was to stabilize the building.
The cracks were so bad they could no longer be disguised. After pier and beam support was established and the buttresses removed,
we had shored up each one of these because it was ready to collapse. The outside we had shored it up. There was cracks everywhere.
Architects had to devise a different solution for the church's exterior.
The finish was in bad shape because of the movement of the walls that we stabilized.
Carolyn Peterson with Ford Powell and Carson was the architect in charge of the project. She says the outside, which used to be a mottled gray, was returned to the original appearance of its colonial beginnings, a white limestone plaster.
But usually the color of almost any building that was done with plaster was lime and sand, and so the color of whatever sand is around will affect the plaster, and so that's what the difference. You get whites and you get things in New Mexico and all kinds of colors of the earth.
The other thing that happened in the process of doing all of the digging, right outside this front door, on both sides, we found 15 sets of remains of Native Americans.
Father David says human remains have been found at the missions in the past, and the church wanted to make sure this time that the forefathers of the area were treated with the respect they deserve.
Basically, they had been buried here during the colonial period. Some of them were children. Some of them were adults. None of them were completely intact, which meant that it had been disturbed before. And so those were reburied last Saturday morning here with a ceremony that involved the Native Americans and Catholic rituals.
Parishioners began to file into the little church with guitars and other instruments to celebrate their first Mass in the restored San Juan. Father David says the renovated church resonates a new kind of peace.
Because that was one of the things of the Archbishop. He wants the missions to be more spiritual as well as tourists. You know, he wants both. He wants a balance.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.